this. It's the last week of the week before. I told you that there was this story out there warning that we could be out of gasoline at the stations this summer as people return to driving more with the lifting of the pandemic restrictions and so forth. But 25% of the tank truck drivers in the world quit. When there was no demand last year, they went on and did other things. They have not come back. So joining me to talk about Jim Grundy, trucking industry expert. He's also the CEO and owner of Sisu Energy, LLC. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
So here's my, I'm confused here because it said, and maybe this is a typo, but you can help me here. It says your company is offering a jaw-dropping salary of $12,000 a week to get people to work. Is that a misprint?
No, that's not a misprint. It's not a salary, though. I mean, you have to earn your keep, right? But the folks that hire on with us right now, we're averaging about $12,000 to $14,000 a week in gross revenue.
And so what does that mean? That they're owner-operators, and so you're paying them, and they pay their own fuel? How does that work?
Yes, no, that's exactly right. So we're on the freight, we're on the good stuff. We have been through all of 2020. Guys are making $12,000 to $14,000. They retain about 83% of that, so they're walking home every week anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000.
$25,000 to $30,000 a month. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. More than most of your hedge fund guys over there in Wall Street.
No, that's exactly right. And you can't find, I mean, there's not qualified drivers or what, Jim, what's going on? At this kind of money, people be buying their own rig.
You know, we've been successful finding drivers. We still have a substantial amount of open spots available. But what we're seeing is since 2020 pandemic, the amount of federal regulations, the response to COVID, where we shut down manufacturing, and a lot of these truckers around the country are lost their rigs. They couldn't make their payments. They went out of business altogether. So the ones that remained in the game and stayed with us, they were very fortunate and lucky, just as we've been, right? But now we're surging. We're probably the hottest trucking company in oil and gas transportation right now in Southwest U.S. And it is. It's incredibly difficult to find people that want to make that kind of money.
Well, I wonder if your message is getting out there. I mean, I think this might spark some interest. I'm not quite sure, but I think that if you're retaining, what'd you say, 83%, you know, we'll just call it 80% of 12 grand. I mean, that's $9,600 a week. I mean, that's $40,000 a month. I mean, hello. You've got fuel out of that, and you've got taxes you have to pay out of that, but still, you're talking about a net of $25,000 a month. That's $300,000 a year net. I mean, that's pretty good living.
Yeah, what we say is really the message right now is folks out there that don't know where to go or what to do, not sure where to turn, what companies are legit, who are financially stable. If you're a trucker, you're an owner operator, you ever thought about doing that? Now's an incredible time because there's such a driver shortage throughout the country, not just in oil transportation or oil field transportation type things. We're talking basic commodities, retail, groceries. The shortage that we're hearing about gasoline, that's just gasoline. This problem is all over. This is going to happen. And anybody that gets shipments inbound, you're going to have this problem for the next 2 to 3 years because they estimate 40 to 50% of all truckers in North America left in 2020. There's that much. And then now they're saying there's a 100,000 truck shortage over the next 4 to 5 years, and that's going to be brutal when it comes to end users and consumers because they're going to absorb that cost of the extra freight bill.
Well, sure, of course they are. And then, of course, the consumer picks up that bill along the way, right? I mean, if you've got to pay a driver $12,000 a week, you know, $50,000, $600,000 a year coming out of your pocket to get somebody on the road or whatever, obviously that's got to be passed along to somebody.
Sure, sure. And then You know, and then a lot of these guys, you know, they're owner-operators. Some are just drivers that run for investors. We have a lot of investors that put trucks on with our company, and then our job is to find drivers that you know, that fit the bill. But, you know, there's a lot of owner-operators will tell you, you know, with the latest proposals to increase the corporate tax rate up to 28%, it's making their job. These guys are high-income earners. Yeah, some of them have 3, 4, and 5 tractors. A lot of them are millionaires. But for whatever reason, we look down upon the trucking industry as if it's some sort of blue-collar job, yet these guys are making more money than most industries in the United States, and it's amazing how much money they make. But we just don't do a good enough job educating them. But then, you know, where everyone's trying to recover during the 2020 pandemic, the first thing we do is we raise taxes. It's really weird. It's a very weird response for people that are trying to get back on their feet.
Well, the other thing is, then you go after the S corporations, which a lot of these owner operators are, so that their business flows through their personal tax return. And now Joe Biden and company want to gut that too.
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that we hear every day. And you're seeing more and more drivers sit there and make a conscious decision, like, hey, maybe it's time to hang it up. Maybe it's time to go to do something else.
And so, what do you do? Like, because here's you identified the problem quite well there, Jim Grundy, trucking industry expert, CEO and owner of Sisu Energy. A year ago, nothing was, you know, everything was stopped. People missed their payments on their big rig and their tractor-trailer deal. They lost their rig, and now they can't get back in the game, even though they might be a qualified driver because restrictions are imposed through no fault of their own, right? Restrictions are imposed by the government, and now, well, frankly, they're screwed.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, truck drivers, small business owners, any small mom and pop restaurant that's been out of business. The response that the, you know, from the U.S. government just in general was incredibly slow. The response now is still incredibly slow. For whatever reason, we look at folks that go into business for themselves as it feels like from our side like a liability. Our drivers feel that way. They don't feel like they were heard or reached out. If you were a W-2, you went on unemployment. If you're a 1099, if you're an owner operator, you didn't get a whole lot of help.
No, you got nothing. There's a reason for that. If I may be so bold, Democrats hate small business owners because small business owners are uppity. They think they can do their own thing. They don't follow the rules. They don't want government handouts. They just want the government to get out of their way so they can get something done. That's a fact. And that's the truth. And you know that because I can sense from you, you don't care much for them either. Real quickly, Jim, I mean, come on. We're on the same page here. You're on the team. It's good. In fact, you've made the starting rotation. I'll have you back anytime. Let's talk about this. Where can people find you that are listening right now? Say, hey, I've got a rig. I can drive for this guy. I can figure it out. Where do they go?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have guys from all over the country. We have folks from out of the country in Puerto Rico that fly in to come work for us. That's where we're at right now. You're hearing more chatter about folks. They're opening up the border, the south border for Mexico, for international CDL licenses because there's not enough truckers. That's about to happen. Don't let that happen, right? If you want to come find us, go to sisuenergyllc.com. That's sisuenergyllc.com. They can call us at 817-717-1616. You can go to YouTube, type in Sisu Energy LLC, watch our videos, see our commercials. I mean, it's all right there.
Jim, greatly appreciate it. Keep the faith, my friend. We'll get through this. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me.
Quick break. We'll be right back. Sitting and staring out of the hotel window.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Dudley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.